Just out of interest, Flo, why do you feel mentally stronger?
Well, you know, I think last year, when I first signed, you know, with Sheffield, the results were not brilliant, and then, you know, I didn't feel very sharp. I didn't, you know, feel like I was playing at my best. And then obviously the new arrival of the manager, me going on loan, getting injured, and I think if I'm being completely honest, I was just feeling a bit down. Mm-hmm. And while I was injured, you know, I said to myself, I can just keep being this way, and my injury will probably last 2 years, and I'll never come back and be a footballer again, or, you know, I can get a grip of myself and, you know, get back to the best I can. So.
Because, I mean, ultimately, I know you have a support network around you, and you've spoken about that in the past, but ultimately it boils down to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course, because, you know, the physios at the club, I have to say, you know, they've been brilliant with me. They've really looked after me really well. But there's only so much, you know, the physios and your family and the staff can do for you. The rest, you have to do it when you're in the gym. And you really have to stay focused, and I guess how bad you want it shows in the effort you put in.
Yeah. So I know it probably often sounds a little bit trite, this as well, but I guess, you know, you've said how much you've enjoyed playing football. It probably just reaffirms that, doesn't it? It makes you realise.
Yeah, I think.
How lucky you are.
Yeah, I think when, you know, sometimes, and this is not only for footballers, but no matter what sport or thing you do in life, you sometimes take it a bit for granted, and you don't actually realize how good your life is, or, you know, what you have. And I think that happened to me, and that's why, you know, now I'm so hungry for success and doing well.
For your sort of personal belief and personal confidence, it was a real show of faith from the manager to put you back in so early, wasn't it? Because he's admitted that, you know, he didn't really know an awful lot about you when you first went out on loan, and, you know, for one reason or another, it was difficult to get to know you.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, last year, as I said, like, I think I beat myself up, and, you know, I didn't show enough. But, you know, again, that's why I'm very thankful to this injury. And obviously the fact that I've been involved with the squad, you know, as soon as I have, is obviously a good sign, I believe, because, you know, I wouldn't be there if I didn't deserve to be there. But I also really appreciate the manager to give me an opportunity and recognise the work that I've put in.
Well, I think it's fair to say he's a very honest manager, isn't he? He doesn't sort of, you know, people sort of, you know damn them with faint praise, or he doesn't,
You own your place on the bench or in starting 11, and he's a very, you know, as you say, honest manager. And if you do the right things, the opportunity will come.
The other thing as well was, it's quite interesting, as you said, that he felt you sort of benefited. And one of the things that impressed him was, he said that you've obviously spent time watching from the stands, and that, and have realised things that perhaps you can do better. And he said that's sort of impressed him as much as anything else. Is that?
Yeah, it's, you know, at the beginning when I was first injured, because I was in so much pain and stuff, and I couldn't drive or walk, like, I was stuck at home doing nothing. And then, you know, once I was able to come and watch the games, I did. And, you know, every time I was watching a game, you know, whatever was shouted or instruction given, I would take note of them. And, you know, when I came back, I felt like, you know, I wasn't out for such a long time, because I know what the manager wants.
Yeah.
And obviously I have to give all of the chances that I can, you know, to get back on the side. And that's by hard working, listening, and obviously performing.
And I'll butter you up. I don't know whether you want to do it yourself, but you certainly, before the injury, in that time at Walsall as well, I mean, you were sort of being rated by the critics, you know, as potentially one of the most sort of technically accomplished midfielders in the division. So you must feel you've got an awful lot to offer here.
Yeah, I do. That's, you know, that's why I say that I have some unfinished business than it's at Bremer Lane. And, you know, I am a very determined person. Like, you know, especially with this injury, this changed me in so many ways. And now I really feel like hungry of doing well. Obviously, because I push myself a lot, I want to be as good as I used to be already, but, you know, I need to realize that it might take me, you know, a bit of time, but I'm definitely working hard to make it come back as quick as I can.